with what I believe these days, because,
okay.
You know, I heard it said that, you know, you read God's word and you just confess it, and spend hours and hours confessing it, and then you start believing it, and that's how you increase your faith.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Whereas now I'm hearing some other people saying that God has already given us faith. Like, we all have a measure of faith.
Yes.
And we just need to, you know, just work on it.
Well, okay, that's, I'm glad you brought it up, because, again, it's what you said before, Aldi. This is all about relationship. Okay? If you go back to that, you won't have to figure it out. You won't have to go, okay, how do I increase my faith? Do I just declare these things and say them all day long? If there's, you know, the whole point of the word, I mean, what God's taught me about the word, is that his word declared aloud releases the power of God. And that's just a fact. It's not anything I made up. It's just the truth. Now, with that, if we just run around confessing the word, trying to drum up faith, it's gonna be fake and it's gonna fall flat. And I know people do that. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't confess the word. We absolutely should. When we come up against anything, we should look at what does the scripture say, not what does the devil say. You know, and we should declare
right.
that. You know, we should declare that. There's no question. And that does break that hold. But confessing it all day long, hoping that maybe it'll finally take root, I don't see much use in that. What I do see is that, I mean, the word, they're all connected. This is the problem what people do. They disconnect the three aspects, if you want to call it, for want of a better word, of God. They disconnect the word from the spirit, from the Father. Well, obviously the word was Jesus come to the flesh, and he's a living word in the Bible. The Holy Spirit is the living God in us, living in us. And the Father in heaven is the living God Almighty. And the three of them are totally connected. And we don't use one instead of the other. And it seems God's really showing me about the fullness of God, that's what he wants imparted to people. Share the fullness of God. Learn the fullness of God first, Jesse, and then share that. And what he shows me is that the Word is alive as much as the Spirit is alive, as much as the Father is alive. And they are all one, obviously, but they each have a different, not just a different place, they are different people, which we still have trouble with. But we can relate to each one and talk to each one. And in that, each one has a purpose of what they teach. I mean, obviously the Holy Spirit who lives in us is the Spirit of truth who will lead us into all truth. So if you have a question of faith, about faith, and how do you increase faith, or what does it mean to have faith, or how do I let my faith grow, ask the Holy Spirit and literally say to him, I mean, he's amazing. All you have to do is ask him, Aldi, Holy Spirit, I don't get this faith thing. Teach me faith. I am not kidding you. He will flood you with teachings on it. He will tell you.
Awesome.
He will. I'm serious. He will tell you himself. He will lead you to scriptures. He will lead you to teachers that actually have a handle on what he wants you to know. It is amazing. He'll just lead the way. All you have to do is ask him. He's just waiting for the question. I do it about everything. For a while I said, teach me about grace. And so all of a sudden, all this stuff on grace comes in. And I got a hold of grace. Then I said, teach me about the word. All this stuff about the word. And he will teach, he will share with you people who really have that he has placed, that the God Almighty has placed in the kingdom, that have a real handle on that particular area. As a stepping stone. Not to stay with them for the rest of your life, but as a stepping stone, an entry point, and even a deepening entry point for him to lead you. Because they've already done the groundwork. Why should you have to do all that? Okay?
That makes sense.
You know, but you don't stay there. You're not like, I'm under their teaching now forever. You know, we don't have to do that. That's old covenant. Well, I wouldn't even call that old covenant. That's called control freak. You know, so, and the people that want that don't have a relationship with him that it's in freedom, because like what he shows me to do is lead people into freedom in me, you know, not in me, Jesse, but in him. And that's my whole time with people is to be like a flashlight. Show them in the right direction. Here, go, no, 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 no. See, look over there. Look, see the light? See, no, go over that bridge. See. No, 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 not there. No, 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 over there. And then once they're on their way, I don't have to do anything. That's between them and him. You know, I'm just a temporary light, really, and a bridge or whatever you want to call them, you know, whatever analogy we want to use. And I like it that way because he's the one who owns them. He's the one who possesses them. He's the one they belong to. They don't belong to me. I'm only short term for people. And then, you know, once their people are on their way, that, you know, okay, we might hang out together for a while. You know, it might be for weeks or a few months or, you know, a few days or whatever, through teaching or through prayer or whatever. But then he does the rest. That's his job. He leads them into all truth, not me. I just lead them to the one who leads them to truth. That's really my position. And
wow, Jesse, wow.
Isn't that amazing? I just love it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
You're someone who's given everything to follow God. That's why God's presence is so strong with you.
Well, what else would you do? I know what it's like to be captive. I know what it's like for someone to overlord with me. I know the pain of that. I couldn't do it to anyone else. I wouldn't want that for anybody else. I know, even though I don't, you know, I don't understand the Father completely, I do know his heart to a degree and what he wants for his children. And even for those who don't know that he wants them as his children, you know. It's amazing how he looks at people and what he wants to give them. He wants to give them himself. That's his greatest desire. That's why Jesus came. It wasn't just to forgive us and wash our sins because we were such baddies. It was so he could have union with us. It was his real purpose. And it is amazing when you think that the God of the universe, who needs nothing, certainly doesn't, you know, didn't need us to be fulfilled or need us to perform or need us for anything, who needed nothing, desired out of the goodness out of his heart, out of the choosing to do this, so he and we could be one. I mean, that just blows my mind. If people were introduced to Jesus like that, I don't think they'd ever want to go away.
Awesome.
You know? Imagine being told that rather than, you know, you're a dirty, rotten sinner or you better repent right now or, you know, oh, God loves you, la, 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 la. You know, not like that. But no, he wants union with you. What? Yeah, the one who made everything. Yep. I'm telling you the truth here. I mean, that blows you away. When I'm thinking of this couple, and I don't know, it's just important for me to share it with you. When I was at the supermarket the other day, and I'd had this amazing day of just totally giving in to the Spirit, going, you lead me. I'm not going to just run after the ones with crutches or wheelchairs or wheelie carts or whatever. Just you. You tell me, because I'm so tired of that obligation, and it's a beating down. It becomes very oppressive. It's not out of love, it's out of obligation, and there's no life in that. And I'm not saying people don't get healed with it, but there's no life in between you and the Father.